Blog Talk Radio.
Celibate and abstinent for years and years and whatever. So how you gonna act when you finally get less son? Male or female? There's plenty of men out there who don't have sex. How you gonna be when he finally, you know what I mean, when he finally, you know, stick the dipstick in the water, get a little wet, get the thing wet a little bit. Well, and you know, for a woman, plenty of y'all women out there talking about y'all ain't had sex in 4, 5, 6 years. Y'all on the internet bragging about that shit like y'all really doing something. You know how it goes. Anyway, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about some other things. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily? Go get a mism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, but then you just say Omar with the R. This is Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. We're about to get it in tonight. Here it is on this pretty petty Tuesday evening, the 1st of March. Shout out to all my Pisces out there. The fish are swimming, and they really getting it in. Now the real Pisces kick in, you know what I'm saying? The real Pisces, the real fish. You know, the March ones. Okay, let's go. Anyway, Tonight we're talking about the way you're going to act when you finally get some. When you finally get some. And, you know, honestly, that could be, that we could be talking about anything that you have been wanting or needing and have not been getting, then you finally break through. You finally get yours. You finally get a little Emily Dunlap in the house on the Instagram side talking about that. She's talking about something. Yeah, the real Pisces. Put up the Pisces sign and all that kind of stuff. That's what's up, though. It definitely is your time. Rock yours. T. Carey, right morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Carol Chamberlain, my good friend. Yeah, my favorita, so good to see you. My big sis, Robbie Ming, doing a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. And shana, take the train. Well, I was, okay. So the way you're going to act when you finally get some, we could be talking about anything in your life that you have been deficient in, really. You know, shoot, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a different route. You know, y'all expecting me to start off with the sex and the money thing. Nah, you know what? How about this? How about the way you're going to act when you finally get a little education? Huh? The way you're going to act when you start learning a little something, get confident about your brain power, start actually winning them arguments, or at least being able to get into the debate and make strong points to the point where people are like, who that talking? I don't know who that brother is, but the brother that looked like that and who used to dress like that, he ain't used to know what he was talking about. But that man over there or that woman over there, somebody done went to school. Somebody done learned something. Somebody done stepped their game up. I'm liking it. And you know how it is. Some people, after they go to school, get a couple of certifications under their belt, get a couple of degrees under their belt or whatever. Shoot, a lot of times, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. For a lot of times, all our people need is a little associate's degree. Go to community college, get their little associates with their 60 credits, and you can't tell them nothing. And you know what? I ain't even mad at them. I ain't even mad at them because on the real, a little something is better than a whole lot of nothing. And the way that you see people act when they get a couple of college credits under their belt, they get a couple of certifications. They get a couple of, you know, they get a diploma to hang on the wall. Oh, they ready to jump into the ring with any conversation now. Yeah, I can talk about this with anybody. The sad part about it, or the disheartening part about it, or the bad part about it is that some of them start using, you know, their little education to start trying to make other people look bad. Oh, okay, I get it. You got a little knowledge under you. You got a little wisdom on you. Yeah. You know, he went to school and got a little education. Now you know everything, huh? Oh, now you talking down to people that you used to be having to talk to. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, I see. The confidence then turned into arrogance now. Okay. You know, people get to talking like, okay, you know, the job paid for such and such to go to school. Now you can't tell them a goddamn thing. You can't tell them nothing. All of a sudden, they a damn Rhodes Scholar. 60 credit associates. Now you can't tell them nothing. She done went over to Pierce Junior College. Went over there to Pierce Junior College and got herself a little associates in business management. Now, all of a sudden, she thinks she's Oprah Winfrey or somebody. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Those Thanksgiving or other holiday gatherings with the family, you know, those little arguments, disputes, and all that kind of shit. It's a whole, they, They have a whole new look to them now. Yeah, Christina over here. Chrissy over here, then, you know, she was going to Pierce College, and she graduated last month. You can't tell her shit. She at the spades table. Yeah, well, you know, what's really going on overseas is this. See, but this is what y'all got to understand. See, you know, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about because when, you know, when the president and blah, 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 see, the president don't really have no power. He might be the most powerful person in the world, but he don't have no power as far as being able to implement policy without going through Congress. See, Congress has to give him the go-ahead, and they have to vote in order for him to be able to push forth any policies. Without Congress, he's really kind of powerless. Now, he can use his power to override Congress, but then they can have another vote, and then they can veto the president. And this is what happened to Barack Obama. This is why Barack Obama couldn't get nothing done when he was president, because you done took one political science class. One! You ain't even know what fascism was. Now you educating everybody on the whole Russia-Ukrainian conflict over there, huh? All right, Miss Smarty Pants. Who won the Vietnam War between the United States and Vietnam? All right, who won? Tell me who won the Vietnam War, ho? Well, I guess the United States won. We still here, ain't we? What's up, lovely E? Or Instagram Emily over there talking about some. Don't let the degree get you an ass whooping. You smart now. The way you're going to act when you get a little education under your belt. Woo, look at you. All right, Miss Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants, Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. It's all good, though. I ain't mad at you. No? I'd rather deal with a Smarty Pants than a dummy any day. Any day. Let me see. Okay, hold on. Carol Taylor says, I've had some lean times for sure. What a lean times, man. But what is that? You was able to tighten up that belt because you wasn't getting fat? Is that what you thought? But let me find out. Let me find out. Okay. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, quoting an old friend, if you can't live off of half of your income, you're not making enough. You know what? That sounds very profound, but very, very little people are living that way. They'd be like, look, I'm a work the shit out of this $45,000 a year. Watch. Because I'm going to sell dinners on the weekend and I'm going to do hair during the week. What you talking about? Plus, I play the lottery. I mean, that's four streams of income right there. I'm on my way to being a millionaire. TK Wright says, Mickey Fickies get some enlightenment. And all of a sudden, they are an elitist.
Yeah. I know more than you. I know more than you.
She said some folks who obtain a degree will behave as if you are beneath them. You know it. How are you going to act when you get a little education? What you going to do? What you going to do? Don't make me get out the tambourine, y'all. Y'all got chill. All right. This is also, they get a degree and refuse to live in certain neighborhoods. Oh, God. Well, is it the degree that makes them not wanting to live in certain neighborhoods, or is it the couple of dollars that they made from having the degree that gave them a chance to make the kind of money that they wanted to make or get as close to it as possible? So now, them cats is all the way live on some old, yeah, well. I know I can't. Now, listen, if you grew up in the projects, I can't blame you at any time for any reason for not wanting to live in the projects no more. Shout out to all my people who grew up in the projects, live in the projects, still live in the projects. It's all good. But in low-income housing, you have high incidences of crime because you have low incidences of job opportunities and education. And that limits your choices to be able to come up with ideas to make money and even understand the way finances work. So you have to resort to crime. You have to resort to, you know, turning to illegal means in order to make ends meet. Shout out to all my dope boys out there. Carol says, they get real uppity. Mm-hmm. Robbie Mink says, I'm thinking about going back to college and I'm not upper class. Nothing in my attitude changed. Well, honestly, when you start learning more, your attitude should change. It doesn't have to get negatively judgmental. But yeah, the things that you're going to be able to talk about, relate to, ask questions about, and dream about are going to change. Your whole situation is going to change. The more you learn, you're starting to change your energy. You're going to start changing the way that you attract other people and everything. You're going to start readjusting the laws of attraction. So it's good for you to change when you learn more, or when you, and your confidence is going to grow, because other conversations that you may have tried to stay away from because you didn't know that much about it and it may not have made that much sense to you, you may be able to jump in the ring and start actually, you know, finer points of the discussion and things like that. That's not to say that you don't know a lot now or anything like that, but we can all learn more. Nobody knows it all, and nobody has to learn it, know it all. But the more you start to learn, you're going to change. You just don't have to change for the bad. You can change for the better. Let me see. Robbie Mink says, I don't talk proper, and I am not better than no one else. Yes, you are better than some people. And if you don't cut it out, I'm going to start naming people that you're better than. See, I don't want to get into that. I mean, I understand the humility that you're showing right now. You know, like, we all were created equal. Ain't nobody better than nobody else, but that's not true. Sometimes you are better than other people. And I ain't mad at that. Everybody can step their game up. Michael Jordan was better than everybody on his team. And I mean everybody, bar none. There was nobody on his team that was better than him. Not even close. It is what it is. The thing is, Mike was a dickhead. But he was actually a pretty good teammate. He would make you win. You miss another shot and you ain't going to be on his team. coach of this team. You can't decide. Yo, Mike got me kicked off the team. Ain't this about a bitch?
That's that superstar shit, baby. Rock this at the drop of a dime, baby.
So it's okay to be better. It just may not be all that good of an idea to act better. Emily says, got a degree and still don't have an idea of what's important. I don't know. Shoot. We want to talk about the way you're going to act when you finally get some. You ever see the way some people act when they finally get a nice car? Have you ever seen the way some people act when they get themselves a nice little ride? Fuck a degree. Fuck money. Yo, I just came up on this Benz, this BMW, this Lexus, this Infinity. Pushing Infinite, chrome rims light tinted. Have you ever seen a person that ain't never had a nice ride before and how they act when they get themselves a nice little automobile? The way you're going to act when you finally get some. I don't care if he's living in his mother's basement. I don't care if he's still sleeping on the couch bed. I don't care if he don't wash his own clothes or buy his own toiletries. He might gotta borrow your lotion, but he got a Mustang 5.0 sitting in front of his door. Chrome hammered up rims, tires this thick. This nigga, ain't nobody around here gonna beat him from this light to the next light. He gonna smoke them all. And it's a drop top. Or that new Camaro that's out. It ain't gotta be a foreign car. It just gotta be fly. Oh yeah. Oh, he got a new Cadillac. He ain't got a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out of, or a friend to talk about it to. He ain't got a shoulder to lie on or cry on. Shit out of luck. Shit out of luck and got a titty to... But what he do got is he got a Ford F-150 club cab. Not club cab, super cab. Supercab. It's nice. Truck sitting up so high, I got to get a ladder to get up on that motherfucker. But I'm more than willing to get a ladder to climb up in that bitch. This nigga is damn near driving a monster truck. How you going to act the way that you're going to act when you finally get some? I done seen people change their whole demeanor because they got a new fly ride. Oh, yeah. What Fresh Prince said back in the day on the song Summertime, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. The girl asked who you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. Yeah, man. My man Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Where would I? Let me see. Narcel says, now that mask mandates are slowing down, maybe I should seek out productive people that practice upward mobility. Sounds good to me. She came right there with some Carol. I'm going to start saying that. Lean times. Lean, baby. Lean. And so it says, the more you learn, the less time you have for people that don't deserve your time. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, my sister? See me some you. Let me see. Robbie Mink says, I am no better than anyone else. And name these people, Omar. I said I wasn't going to name them. Unless you made me mad and kept saying that you wasn't better than nobody else. Well, I know for a fact you way better than. And. Anyway, Carol says, man, he be with some old other shit. Oh, you mean, man, they be with some old other shit. You talking about the car? Carol says, I can't lie. After having hoopties, my first new car made me feel special. It should. You done took on that car payment. It's a big deal. But the thing is, that don't mean, like, when I say that some people change when they get a new fly ride, I mean, talk about wanting to be seen. Yo, there's a certain way you can do it, and there's a certain way that lets everybody know this is such and such claim to fame right here. They obviously didn't think nothing of themselves until they got this thing. All right, picture it. The year was 1994. My man, I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to say his name, but he's a cop. And his dad was a cop. And so he rose through the ranks fast as shit and became a narcotics detective. Fast as shit. He was a narcotics detective before age 30. I don't think y'all understand. But anyway, when he went to the police academy, you know, they give him that money. You know, they get the credit, the police and fire credit union. And so they can basically get any car they want. He went right out and got this Pathfinder, Nissan Pathfinder. This is 1994, y'all. You 1994? This cat, all he talked about while we in the car is the car. Yeah, you know, this Pathfinder, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I'm in my Jeep, you know, I'm like. To his credit, he was only 23 years old. Maybe 22. So it's like, we had to hear it the whole ride. The whole time we was in his car. I know for myself, I couldn't wait to get out the car. I felt like a hater. But I'm like, damn, man. All right, you got a car. He got rid of the Pathfinder and got an Acura. Legend. It was 1994. You got to act. This is why I don't be liking cops. Because these are the kind of motherfuckers that be becoming cops. I was like, we older now? Oh, plus he was a Dallas Cowboys fan. Okay. Narcissus says 6 months later, that Benz or BMW will be sitting in the yard broke down with weeds growing up around. Robbie Robin Mink says, Taki, I went to CCP, but I got a certificate, but I want a degree in psychology. I like that. That's what's up. Yeah, definitely do that. If that's what you want to do, that's what's up. DK Rice says they will dress different in order to match the new oh, gosh. And so Joe says, Omar, the first time I went overseas, I had no bills, so I found reasons to buy stuff. The second time, I only bought stuff I knew I would keep. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, Omar, they drive different, dress different, talk different, and walk with a new swagger. They do, yo, that's not, it's funny, but it's true. And I think it's funny because it's true. Robbie Ming says he was a bragger. He ain't really changed. He ain't changed. When you come around, I'll be like, fucking cops. Fucking cops. Hey, Officer Blablabla. What's going on, Officer Blablabla? And the real funny thing about it, he was a cop, but he ain't have that. Well, let's put it this way. I told y'all he rose up the ranks really fast. He did. And that's because he had juice within the department. He ain't do it by actually being good. And one time they did a raid right on this block. And I see my man. I'm like, he was like, you live on this block? I said, yeah. I said, I see what you're doing. And I'm thinking to myself, like, these dope boys ain't got nothing to worry about. he ain't going to rob them. But, yeah. He already got otherwise, but I'll never forget that Pathfinder in 1994. He was drowning out the music. The sound's bumping. He's drowning that shit out. Yeah, wait till I pull up. Watch how these girls act when I pull up. Yeah. All right. So, you know how people act when they get a little bit of money. Don't let some niggas get a couple of dollars. Don't let them get a couple of dollars after they've been broke for a while. How you going to act when you get a couple of dollars? What you going to do with my money? I'm going out in style. It's real shit. Some people get real crazy when they get a couple of dollars. Some people get real crazy when they get a couple of dollars. When they get a couple of dollars. You know, all of a sudden, yeah, they become elitist. All of a sudden, you know, they start acting. You know what? It's one thing when you get money. It's another thing when you start acting like you always had money. It's a whole different ball game when you start acting like you came from money. You ever know anybody that got money and then they start teasing other people about not having money? Like they been had money? Have you ever known anybody that got paid off a case? This is not even money that they worked for. You know, Big Mama died and she had an insurance policy with Prudential for the past 70 years. And now she done left you. She done left you about 75, somewhere between 75,000 and 150 grand. Yeah. Plus she left you the old hi-fi. You know the hi-fi with the TV on it, with the record player on the inside, and you know you changing the chain. That shit, the hi-fi still works. Look at this, the hi-fi still works. So she done left you the house. You done got like you. After all was said and done, you got about 120,000 cash money. You don't have to pay for the funeral and all that other stuff and all that. So you left with about $120,000 cash money. And now you acting like you done worked all of your life trying to get that money, and you've finally arrived. No. You got that money from an insurance settlement. You got willed that money. You inherited that money. That's insurance money. But you running around here acting like you done worked for that money, like you got yours, and you looking at everybody else like, oh, hold on. They start saying things like, well, such and such only cost $20,000. You ain't never used to have no $20,000 to be saying the word only to or only about. Now what you mean only 20,000? Do you realize that's 1/6 of your new income? Or should I say your new net worth? Are you crazy? Oh, yeah. Some people be playing it up. It gets crazy with it. How you going to act when you get yourself a couple of dollars? Couple of dollars. You done go, whoa. You done got big mama or your daddy, somebody in the family done left you. You got 120 grand. Now, you spending the money all crazy. You spending the money. You going on trips. You done bought a car, put a down payment on the house. You ain't paid nothing off. You got payments on everything. You know where I'm going with this, right? Because you know where your finance is going with this. Oh, yeah. So out of the 120 grand that was all left, that was left to you after all was said and done, you done really done blew about 70 grand of it, but you sitting on that 60 and you still working. Of course, now you don't go to work all the time. You go to work when you feel like it because, you know, you got this lump sum. You know what I'm saying? You sitting on a new ride. Actually, you're still making payments on it. Got yourself a new Benz. You making payments on it because you dropped about $30,000 on it. Should you put a $30,000 payment on a car?
Mm-hmm.
Plus a house. Plus a house what? Well, I put $20,000 on that with the settlement. You ain't buy a house outright? No. I only had 120 grand left. You know, I got 150 in the settlement. But, you know, I had to give Big Mama a nice send-off and all of that. That was like 30 grand. 30 grand for a funeral? Well, yeah, you know, she did this. She did this for me. I did that for her. You dropped 30 grand on a car. How much you got left? 40 grand. See, the car was really 80 grand, but they gave it to me for 60 because of my down payment. I got a discount. Okay. And you put 20 grand on a house. Yeah. How much is the house? $240,000. Okay. But, you know, like I said, I still got money, and I invested some of the money. Okay. All right. Would you invest it in?
You know, I had invested.
I have a few things I'm investing. A little cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. My money is working for me now. Plus, I opened up a money market. Like, yo, come on, man. What are we doing? What are we doing? Well, you know, they got that little money. The way you going to act when you finally get some money. You got a couple of dollars. Now you running around here, you know, a handful of jewels and shit. A lot of people get married when they get a insurance settlement. You ever notice that? People get married. Like, well, you know. We might as well get married. And, you know, if you want a piece of this money, I think you better lock this down. Don't worry about it. I pay for my own ring. Females be down to marry when they get a couple of dollars. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen. Brothers be ready to get more single when they get money. They like, look, I need this money for these hoes. I worked all my life to get these hoes. Now, the way I'm going to act when I get these hoes, oh yeah, I got this money, so now I can get these hoes. Watch this. These niggas trying to hold me back. 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 These hoes 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 trying to hold me back. Barbara Hilsey, say what's going on, Bob? How you feeling? Get to see some of you. And so Joe says, that's the last year model car I need. That 2023. Yeah. Yeah. Give it 3 more months and you can get that 2023. It's ready. Cal Chambers says, I'm going to still act broke, so don't ask me for nothing. See? That's because you ain't been broke long enough. Real broke people, when they finally get this money, they do shit like buy the whole Old Navy catalog. Yeah, Old Navy. Mm-hmm. That's right. The whole Old Navy. Everything. Me, when I get this money, I'm going to go invest in Forman Mills. I'm going to get paid every school year. Get this uniform money. Cal Jamie says, oh, my man, John Biggs, what's going on, man? Cal Jamie says, I heard you hit the lottery. Man, I don't even play. No, it says, this ain't working. You and me, we should take a break. Cal says, oh, I've been broke. Trust me, by the way of a sister. Oh, by the way, left sister whole something. You guys slay me. Slay me, I tell you. But yeah. See, we ain't even have a chance to get around to, you know, the way you're going to act when you finally get some sex. You finally get a little shot. Shout out, but, you know, I'll say this real quick. Shout out to all the chicks that haven't had sex in like 6-7 years and they finally get a shot. And then they have to go to the doctors they got to go to the doctors afterwards or whatever because dude done disrupted their whole insides and shit. They done shifted all they whole reproductive system. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a vagina ain't been penetrated in years and years, you know, and then you get with an experienced man, he get up there, he knocking walls loose and, you know what I'm saying? He done messed up the drywall inside the pussy and, you know, the drywall screws done came out and shoot, the drywall tape done came loose and it's leaking up in that mouth. Plus, you done fell in love. This nigga done knocked your whole reproductive system loose. You running around here like, it was good. But he kind of hurt me. Gotta go see the doctor. I don't know if he burned me or nothing. No. No, ma'am. He didn't, you know, you don't have any infections or anything like that. But, evidently, well, let me just ask you this. Is he well endowed? Well, tell him to slow down a little bit. And maybe you should use some lube. Like, yeah, he smoked my boots. But the real problem is I'm in love with the nigga. He done opened up. He done made a detour inside my vaginal canal that wasn't there. That thing was so shut. Even my pee had to fight to get through. What you gonna do with my loving? I'm crazy about your smile. What you gonna do with my loving? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get Amazing Show. And we have been talking about the way you want to act when you finally get some. And I'm going to have to leave it at that, y'all. I got to get on the body here. So we're going to do these birthday shout-outs. Oh, yeah, we could have talked about it a little bit longer. If y'all want to, we can talk about it a little bit longer tomorrow, but not now. We got to get on the body here. All right, so we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, March 1st, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Aisha Jarvis, or I'm sorry, Asha. Asha Jarvis, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And also Aisha. No, Alicia Leon. Happy birthday to you, Alicia. And also Irene Durham and Reed Jones turning 50 years old today. And Angela Pardue turning 39 years old today. And Jennifer Dolly Brown turning 60 years old today. And Miss Saul. Miss All About Me Turner, happy birthday to you. And Juan C. Wynn, happy birthday to you. And Erica Folks, turning 32 years old today, happy birthday to you. And Shanice Williams, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Emmanuel E-Boy John Gills, turning 38 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. March 1st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out, rock on it, do the dance, a rock out, a rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, how you going to act when you get a little something? Will you still be cool, start fronting? Will you act like your friends ain't your friends or no more and start blaming them? You and your boy used to be rolling from city to city, state to state, hood to hood, but now you can't relate because you got a couple of dollars plus a new car, and now you think that in life you're going far, and you can't smoke the same blood, smoke the same weed, drink the same liquor, can't get what you need from the people that you used to hang with because now you's the absolute shit. Well, you wasn't getting no ass before, but now you're getting them. And they ain't all horse like they used to be. You used to have to pay for some ass, but now you're getting a little something, and it's going fast. But hey, everybody got to wait their turn, and I guess in a way you did earn your chance to be in spotlight, but act right. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. Like I said, make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So we're going to get on about it here, man. Love is love. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you on up out of here right now, yeah. Right now, yeah. And for my Instagrammers, Fire Slammer Jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar. So peace. And for my YouTubers, You know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobas. Well, hold on, hold on. Hold on, Dad, hold on. Okay, there we go.